You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dementia, or mate wareware, is a devastating and life-changing condition that affects 70,000 New Zealanders today. There have been calls to support rural Māori communities with members who have the condition, as Māori are more likely to experience mate wareware than other groups in the country. A kaupapa has been launched by the University of Auckland's Dr. Makarena Dudley and Sir Richard Fowle to better provide rural Māori communities with better education, guidance and support. On Monday, producer Samantha spoke to Dudley, who is the Deputy Director Māori at the Centre of Brain Research, Te Huinga Hinengaro, about the research and what support is needed for these communities.
Why are services for those suffering with mate wareware / dementia so difficult to get in rural communities?
Can I first make the point that dementia or mate wareware is not a disease? The reason why we say that is because we don't actually know the cause of it. We don't know the etiology of dementia. And the different types of dementia have different pathways and therefore different causation. So what we do is we call it a condition. I refer to it as a condition. Some people refer to it as a syndrome, which is a syndrome. It can be a number of different symptoms that are similar in terms of their presentation. There are fewer dementia services, mate wareware services in country areas. So people have to travel into the town, into the city, in order to access what information and what services there are available, which, by the way, are pretty scarce on the ground for everybody. And, there is not a lot of investment at government level that has been made in the area of dementia, mate wareware. And so the services that are there, which are mainly from a Western perspective, are not all that great. It's not there to the extent that it should be. And so, obviously, if you're Māori, there is even less available for Māori. And the more further out you live from urban areas, the more difficult to access what is available. So, and as I said, it just comes down to logistics often, and many rural people living in rural areas are not able to, connect to the internet. So there is a lot of information available on the internet, albeit most of it is in a Western kind of a framework, but not all people living in rural areas can access that kind of information easily. And so it's purely a logistic kind of a issue. And in the more remote areas, we're finding that there are fewer people who are specialising, if you like, who are working in this area of mate wareware to be able to provide, the type of service that is required by people living in that area.
What kind of medical services are the average rural marae even able to provide on their own? For dementia specifically?
I don't think there's any marae that provides any medical service for mate wareware. There are local non-government organisations, health organisations. They're in some remote areas. We have, for example, there's one out at Pauranga, out at Broadwood, which is reasonably remote. And so there is a medical centre there. Some of them that I do have medical centres attached to them. A lot of them don't. So it kind of varies across the country. And the extent to which services for dementia, mate wareware are provided also fluctuates a lot depending on, from place to place. So there's a vast array of different levels of services that are provided. But by and large, I would think that the services that are provided are pretty limited. We don't really have a huge workforce in terms of, people working in this area. So that in itself is difficult, makes it difficult to provide the service if you don't have the workforce.
What health outcomes are we seeing for Māori with mate wareware?
We're actually conducting a Māori prevalence study nationwide in Aotearoa right now. And so we don't know the exact extent to what that it exists out there in the community. We have done some small studies in some pockets around Aotearoa, one out of Middlemore Hospital, and that suggests that Māori are more likely to suffer from mate wareware and more likely to suffer from it at an earlier age. So that's what the little evidence we have now suggests, but this current prevalence study will give us much more firmer and valid data around the condition and to what extent it does exist in the community.
Has the government pushed for better outcomes for Māori in rural communities? Prevention of mate wareware or being able to push back against it once it's started to progress?
Look, I'm not aware of anything in particular being targeted toward people living in rural areas. I think that most of the services that do exist are primarily focused on providing, you know, something to the people in the cities, in the urban areas. So, to my knowledge, this is not extended beyond that, although we do have places like Alzheimer's New Zealand, Kiri Kiri, who do come out to Kaitaia, and I know they do work out here, talking to the community out here. But in terms of them going into the more remote country areas, I'm not quite sure to what extent that happens. Not a lot, I don't think, although I think they certainly do try their best with the resources that they have, because, you know, the government is not, as I think I might have mentioned earlier, is not invested a lot in this area. So our dementia services, being run on soft money and philanthropic donation. So, yeah, they're not well funded, and I think they do a good job considering, you know, that situation that they're in. And I think, I think the government needs to invest more in this area, because it appears, well, it's given that the fact that we are living longer now, there are downside of that is there are going to be more people who are going to be suffering from age-related conditions such as mate wariwari. So it would make sense, you would think, to, you know, to invest in this future onslaught. So put the ambulance at the top of the cliff, if you like, rather than wait till it gets here. But we do have a dementia Mati Wariwari action plan, where which has been recommended by the World Health Organization, that all countries should have a dementia action plan. And so we do have one which expires this year, in fact. And so work has been done on a new action plan, looking at what needs to be done in the next 5 years in order to, you know, to combat this condition that we're going to be facing. And that is, the actions that are recommended in the action plan are based on evidence that we have to date.
How do rural Māori communities with people dealing with mate wariwari find the help they need currently?
Well, I mean, I hate to be pessimistic, but certainly I've heard so many stories where people aren't coping that well, and that people are desperate to access information so that they know what to do. But, you know, more and more I hear stories where they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn to. Whānau don't know where to turn to. You know, so in some cases, whānau come together. They pool their resources in order to look after the loved one with mate wariwari. And this might mean one of them does some research online to find out, you know, what can be done in order to help this person and this whānau on their journey. But there are a lot of caregivers who are doing this alone. And it's one of the worst conditions, I suppose, that you could be a caregiver for. So it's really very, very difficult for some caregivers, particularly if they're alone. And often the case. There's just, you know, the whole task of looking after that person is put upon one member of the whānau. So they are struggling. They really are. They're just, you know, quite desperate. That's why I think these caregiver support programs are incredibly important. That's something that everybody can run out in these rural areas. It's just a matter of getting together and sharing stories and getting support from each other people who are going through it or have gone through it, and you can learn from them. And it's also important to that they access the Mate Wariwari app, which we developed. So I've heard a number of people say to me from rural areas that the accessing the app was a lifesaver to them. It helped them get through, you know, the job of looking after the loved one. But by and large, it's a pretty grim story, I'm sad to say. And you know, it's such a shame, because it's more than a shame, it's a crime, because to a large extent, this condition of Mate Wariwari dementia is preventable. There are, you know, identified risk factors, which really are about making lifestyle changes that can dramatically lower the risk of the onset of Mate Wariwari dementia or slow down the progress of it by up to 40%. But if people don't know this, people don't know about these risk factors. And so that, to me, is a crime. And so that's one of the things that I do when we go and visit marae, is to let them know about these risk factors, empower people with this knowledge so that they can go away and do something and make a difference, you know, in their whānau, in their children, in their grandchildren, the tamariki mukapuna, because it starts early in life. And it's really, you know, to ward off the onset of mate wariwari, you need to start early in life. And there are a number of risk factors, but basically it's about living a healthy life, and that will dramatically reduce the risk of getting mate wariwari.
What can be done to improve the care received by those in need?
The more people that are involved in the care, the better. I think, you know, when the whole responsibility is left to one person, that is too much. But that's often the case, sadly. So to share the load, that amongst family, amongst whānau, that would be wonderful. Māori are less likely to have their loved one placed in residential care. So what happens is that, you know, one person in the whānau will look after the loved one. They might have to leave work. So there's that financial burden placed upon whānau who are often in suffering or not managing very well economically anyway. So, if, you know, there's one caregiver in there who has to give up work to come home and look after their loved one, and that's an extra financial burden. And so paid, you know, unpaid caregiving is a huge problem, I think. And, you know, because we don't place our loved ones in. But, you know, ideally, it would be great to have local in the local health provider have a specialist team or a specialist person, even just one person who is, you know, as I said, a specialist and the expert in mate wariwari dementia and is able to assist family living within that area. You know, there is a lot of, for people living in rural areas, if they are able to, there is a lot of information online. And I think it's particularly important to access information about dealing with challenging behaviours. Access information online. If you're a Māori whānau, you might particularly resonate with the Mate Wariwari app, which is at www.matewariwari.co.nz. You might find that more relevant to your situation. But and if you want to contact the Centre for Brain Research at the University of Auckland, we would be happy to come to your marae and present and talk about Mate Wariwari, talk about heart health and how that is related to, you know, brain health, which is really useful to know because a lot of people don't realise that. So just let us know.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Makarena Dudley on a new kaupapa to support rural Māori communities with members who have mate wariwari or dementia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.